share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. With hashtag Leave Sajid Alone trending across social media platforms over the past couple of days, many have extended their support to the cosmetics entrepreneur. Recently, Astro Awani reported that Noor Sajid was arrested in Thailand by immigration authorities on the 8th of September for possessing an invalid passport, but was later released on bail. Sajid is also wanted in Malaysia for allegedly obstructing the authorities with force from carrying out their duties. PDRM is reportedly in the midst of a discussion with Thai authorities to extradite the entrepreneur back to the country. Following this incident, a human rights group known as Human Rights Watch urged Thailand not to send Sajid back to her country, where she was also charged for supposedly insulting Islam by cross-dressing, reported the Washington Post. The 36-year-old Noor Sajid, whose real name is Muhammad Sajjad Kamarul Zaman, failed to attend a court hearing back in February and reportedly fled the country since. Phil Robertson, Human Rights Watch Deputy Asia Director, emphasized that the businesswoman is not to be sent back to her country under any circumstances. He expressed his thoughts via a tweet on the 20th of September. As a UNHCR Asia recognized refugee, under no circumstances should Noor Sajid be sent back to hashtag Malaysia. Sajid needs to be sent to a country that will offer rights protection, not persecuted for being hashtag LGBT, which is what will happen if she is sent to Malaysia. However, another report from Astro Awani revealed that the Thai authorities have yet to receive any request on Sajid from the Malaysian authorities. The extradition process will require hectic protocols, as immigration laws are expected to be followed and Thai authorities are still considering their options for further action. Khmer Times also reported that despite the death threats Sajid has allegedly received from Malaysians if she were to ever return to the country, she has yet to officially submit an application for refugee status in Australia, even though an offer has already been extended to her. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments below. Also read, Sajid begs so her children will not be taken away, but Malaysians are saying she doesn't deserve to be a mum. Source, Thai Inquirer. Source, Earth Rights International. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.